بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعض فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن قال سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear respected elders, brothers, sisters, and those listening at home, it is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah enabled us, number one, as we always say, to come for the Jumu'ah prayer. This is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is also the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gave to this ummah the Qur'an. The greatest of all aspects that any ummah could have received. And we have received the Qur'an. Yani har ummat mein, yani sari ummat ki sabse bari cheez ko milna hai, wo Qur'an-e-Kareem hai. And Allah Azza wa Jal Himself calls the Qur'an وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ That Allah Azza wa Jal calls this Qur'an the great aspect of the Qur'an and the great Qur'an. In another verse Allah Azza wa Jal relates كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ That Allah Azza wa Jal here relates that this book, meaning this Qur'an, which are verses that are perfected and then explained in detail, one is by the one who is all wise and the one who is all acquainted, he is all knowledgeable. So Allah Azza wa Jal himself relates regarding this Qur'an. Now the question is that what is the link between Qur'an and the month of Ramadan. As we know, Allah Azza wa Jalla relates, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. That in the month of Ramadan, we reveal this Qur'an. And as we have said many times, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an from the preserved tablet to the heavens within the month of Ramadan. And then from the heavens to the world, meaning through Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the span of his nabuwah. But the Quran in its initial stage from the preserved tablet, the Lawh-e Mahfuz, was revealed to the heavens in this night of Laylatul Qadr, meaning in the month of Ramadan. Now the great aspect is that anything the Qur'an touches, that thing becomes great. That's the way it works. If you look at the whole of the historical aspect of this Qur'an, anything that it touched, that thing became great. And that is the issue of the way the world works also. That if you know somebody who is very powerful, usually you become powerful to an extent also. But here, this is the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. Imagine this, that these are the words of Allah, the kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it was revealed, when it was sent down the month of Ramadan, It made this month also great. Why is Ramadan more greater than other months? Why is it chosen for fasting? One of the aspects that is related here, that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran in the month of Ramadan, so Ramadan became great also with it. In the very same manner, when Allah Azza wa Jal sent the Quran to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibra'il alayhi salatu wa salam, we will realize Allah Azza wa Jal relates, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. That Jibra'il, who was great and had amazing virtue, but he became even more great because of the Quran. And it was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. So this Quran, as we said, this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates in the tradition, in a hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, on the day of Qiyamah, the person that is sahib al-Quran, that some of the scholars here relate that is the hafiz of the Quran. Some relate that is sahib al-Quran, meaning he has made Quran his life. He not just reads it, he acts upon it. He does the injunctions of the Quran. It will be said to that person, irtaqi, that stand up, read the Quran, just like كَمَا تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, just like you read it in the world, and raise the ranks of Jannah. Raise the ranks of Jannah, and your destination will be when you stop. When you stop, meaning قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And here the Muhaddisun rahimahullah relate, that will be one of the greatest ranks a person can reach. And in another riwayah, it will be said on that day, for the parent of this person, that we will give them a crown so great that it will make the shining moon into nothing. Why? To show respect to the parents of this person. This was no kamal of the person. It was the kamal of the Quran. And as we said, whatever the Quran touched, that thing became great. And this is why we will find in our history that us as Muslims, we struggled, we read, we tried to understand, we made the Quran our life. That doesn't mean that people didn't work. That doesn't mean that people did not have children. That didn't mean that people did not have other responsibilities. It meant that with all of these responsibilities, the Ummah made the Quran their lives. Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu ta'ala an, the great conqueror of Misr, he says, I went to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not a person that had, you know, time just so that he could read Quran. You know, why am I saying this? Why are we literally relating this? If we now in this today's day and age say to someone, read some Quran, what is the answer we get? Ana mashghul, I'm too busy. I'm too busy. But the question is, okay, you're busy, we understand. You take time out to eat. You take time out to work. You take time out to get groceries or make sure that the groceries are in your house. You take time out for everything that you think is important. This is where it comes down to. We in our lives take time out for what we think is important. The day when we thought the Quran was not of importance, we took our time and used it somewhere else. This is the reality of life. It is not that we are so busy. Yes, everybody is busy to an extent, but we still do what is priority. That is what we call busyness. He relates in relation to Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan, rahimahullahu ta'ala, a master of hadith. Now, when we say a master of hadith, it doesn't mean they got nothing better to do, by the way. It means the studying time, and then on top of this, the delivery time. And on top of this, it wasn't so that you get a book from here and you study. It didn't work like this. It means you travel from A to B, B to C, not on a plane. You will travel from, for example, from Egypt to Hijaz, Hijaz to Sham, walking. Most of the time he used to be on horse or walking. Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he was asked, the great muhaddith, that he says that I finish the Quran every single day. One Quran a day. Now we're going back to Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu ta'ala an. He's a general, a commander. His most of his Islamic life is gone in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, in jihad. Imagine how busy he must be. He is literally a commander, and he asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, I finished the Quran in 3 days. I finished the Quran in 3 days. Oh Messenger of Allah, shall I finish it in 1 day?" He says, "Oh Umar, finish it in 7 days. Finish it in 7 days. But he says, "Oh Messenger of Allah, I have ability to finish it in 1 day." He says, "Oh Amr, finish it in 7. So then Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala, and who's relating this to us, he says, it was from the mercy of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he knew that there will be a time in my life where I will get old. And I, because of age, will be able to recite less. I will not be in my prime as I was before. And that 7 days would make it easier for me to finish the Quran." And this wasn't just like a standard, the great Tabi'i. And I'm just saying this so we have an understanding here of the Ummah, how the Ummah treated this Quran. Sa'id ibn al-Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala an. It relates, whilst doing Tawaf, the great Tabi'i, he found the door of the Ka'batullah open. He goes inside, Allahu Akbar, and he finishes the whole Quran in one rakah. And he relates, the question is, how is it possible to do this? He says that the Quran, he used to recite one Quran a day. In the very same manner, this was like a norm within the Islamic tradition, as we're saying. We have seen this with our own eyes. And then relate this so many times. Our Hazrat Hafiz Sahib, rahimahullahu ta'ala, when we were studying, he used to at least recite 10 paras a day with his busy schedule. He used to have meetings from people from all over Europe. And on top of that, he used to have at least 3 bayans a day. On top of that, he used to have at least 1 travel. But after the Asr prayer and after the Tahajjud prayer and Asr prayer, you could go next to him. He would say, "Don't come next to me. This is my time for my connection with Allah." And he's told us at this end that I have made it so that I read 10 paras a day. And sometimes I even go above this. This was a norm of our way of Muslims, that we connected ourselves with the Quran. Because what gives us izzah? Ask ourselves this. What gives us dignity as Muslims? So we have come to a stage where we believe, and it's been ingrained inside us, or I could more so say been colonized within us, that we believe that izzah is what? Wealth. Izzah is status. We have taken these aspects of izzah, that this is my dignity and respect. I have wealth. And we taught, and subhanallah, amazingly, we teach our children also this. That you have that great house, that great car, this is izzah. When we are told very specifically Izzah is connecting ourselves with the Quran because it is the greatest connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, as we said right at the beginning, the month of Ramadan is the month of Quran. Make it so, not from tomorrow, not from the day after. Ask ourselves, how much connection do I have with the Quran? Not just, we're not even asking about understanding this at the moment. We're just asking about recitation. That how much do I recite the Quran? If I don't know how to read, am I making an effort to read the Quran? If we don't know something in this day and age, what do? We learn how to do it. And we have so many resources that we learn in different ways. Ask ourselves, I have become 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old. I have deprived myself of the message of Allah. I tell the whole world that this Quran is a miracle. I tell the whole world this is the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. But then I should ask myself, that have I understood or do I even recite this message of Allah? Ask ourselves, do we believe that this is the message of Allah first? Yes, as we said a few weeks ago, this message is a miracle. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرُ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Whether we recite, we don't recite, Allah is not in need of us. Do not have this in our minds that Allah needs us. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah does not need any person. Because Allah is Allah. But we are in need of Allah Azza wa Jal. And hence this is why when this month of Ramadan, one of the greatest aspects is, or the greatest aspect is not that I am able to listen to great entertainment in the masjid. I am able to listen to great entertainment on YouTube. I am able to go to magnitude of iftars. This is part of Ramadan, I accept. But the greatness of Ramadan is my connection with the Quran. Why do you think we have Tarawih prayer? Why do you think we have Qiyamul Layl? Why do you think that the Quran has been given this izzah, or Ramadan has been given this izzah because of the Quran? Why do you think Allah Azza wa Jal relates, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, that the night of power has been given izzah because of this Quran? Everything that this Quran touches is given izzah to. And this is why it is from us, and us first as Muslims. You know, there's so many aspects you can relate to this. Even the Orientalists, if anybody has touched on this subject, you will find that there are many books on relating to this. But the Orientalists, they used to work hand in hand with the government of the time. And I just briefly will finish off with this, so that you have an understanding. And just like the government of the time used to colonize the people materialistically, the minds were colonized by the Orientalists. Till today, that they used to be hand in hand. But none of the Orientalists could even find a fault with the Quran. They had to accept, and you will find pages of this. These are non-Muslims there to criticize Islam. Imagine, their job is to criticize Islam. When it comes to the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal relates that you will find no crookedness in this Quran. You can search the whole Quran, you will find nothing that you can find fault in it. And they had to accept, and there's pages written on this, they had to accept that this Quran, this is something which is tremendous, which a mind cannot understand. Yes, they did not call it divine because they were not Muslim. But other than that, you will see praise of the Quran. We as Muslims, make, number one is ask ourselves, how much connection do I have with the Quran? This is the first thing that we have to ask. Recitation. And then number two, after we have some recitation within us, have I tried to actively understood the Quran? This is why we have Darsa Tafsir. In every masjid, whether you're from any other masjid you're from, every masjid usually will have a Dars of Tafsir of the Quran. Tafsir, exegesis to understand the Quran. Why? Because it's our haqq that we understand, we recite, we understand the Quran and we propagate the Quran. May Allah give us ability to understand, ability to amal, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله